Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
And that's lovely Audrey Mason and her sidekick, Ed Stoven.
How you doing today?
And her hubcap, Nicole.
Hi. I love it that she's my hubcap. We are connected. We're teaming up for the Rebel Rally. We're going to be kicking butt and taking some names.
Oh, geez. We better let everybody know.
Hey, we're working on it. We're filling out our media information and our sponsor packets, and we're going to be submitting them this week to finalize. And yes, hopefully we've got, a $3,500 deposit that we've got to get down this next week so we actually get our numbers.
So. Then we have access to all the competitor information, which will help us out with our sponsors.
By the way, people listening, if you want to help sponsor these two fabulous women in the Rebel Rally
next year, and
get some significant
coverage,
media coverage,
radio and TV,
and of course our column in SNS Off-Road Magazine.
Anything off-road, you'll know about it if you get involved.
Contact us at info@sdorc.org.
Because it is going to be the SDORC entrance. Right?
That is correct, yes.
It's going to be SDORC Dirt Radio entrance?
Yep, it is going to be the Dirt Radio
entrance.
I can't wait to design your uniform, because you're going to look like Pigpen, you know, from Peanuts on when he walked. We got to figure out how dust will fall off of you when you walk. Wouldn't that be a cool driver's suit? When you walk up, all of a sudden you pull a string and all this dust comes floating around you.
I'll wear whatever race suit you want me to be in.
You make it, I'll wear it.
I will proudly wear it.
I know. So, hey, anything exciting go on this week besides you did a phenomenal cleanup yesterday morning out at Buckman Springs?
Yes, we did. We had a great cleanup. We cleaned up our highway since the SDORC has adopted the highway right there at Buckman Springs exit over there by Corral Canyon. It's right outside on the freeway. And so we got together and our volunteers collected about 27 bags of trash.
Big bags, not
big
little
bags.
And isn't that funny? Now, when's the last time you guys did the cleanup? How long ago?
July 25th.
Okay, so July to November, that many bags of trash?
Yeah.
We got it clean last time, so it's not like we left anything.
But I'm
going to put a request into Caltrans because they have the rest stop closed right now. They're redoing the septic again. This is the second time in 5 years they're redoing the septic there.
It lasted a long time before.
Yeah, I don't understand what the issue is and what they did wrong the last time. Tax dollar money is at work there. But the side of the freeway, when you exit, coming westbound, coming into San Diego, I can't even tell you how gross it was on the side of the road because they have it closed right now. That was the most trash.
Because people still need to use the facilities.
The rest stop's closed.
Most people know that rest stop's there. It's almost like their body, especially truck drivers, it's almost like their body's tuned to knowing that that rest stop was open.
They could put portable toilets over there.
Sure they
could. And what a coincidence. We happen to know State Senator Brian Jones because that's a state rest stop.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe we should ask Brian Jones' office if
we
they can help
some
us
help.
With they, that.
We Write need
that
a dumpster down. There, and we need porta potties there.
Put a note
there.
Down. And
at least until
we'll
they get
back
finished.
It's supposed to finish and wrap up in January of this year. But last time that they did this 5 years ago when they said it was supposed to wrap up, it wrapped up a year later. So, right now
Never
there's three more.
Never hire these people to work on your house. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You don't want anybody that says I work for Caltrans to come and touch anything on your property. I'm sorry.
I don't think this is Caltrans. We're going to hopefully work with.
Takes three times as long, costs twice as much.
Yeah, unfortunately. Government work, prevailing wage. They tried to just drag that out.
Well, I think once Brian Jones finds out, he'll put the hammer down and
he'll get something out.
Yeah, definitely to keep the trash down in that area, we need to do something now.
And why should you even throw it out the window? Just put it in a bag in your car, and when you get home, put it in the trash can.
Oh, you would, unfortunately, and
well, if you're drinking while you're driving, you don't want the evidence in your car.
Yeah, and there, unfortunately, that is a lot of what was on the side of the road is beer cans.
They really drink a lot while they drive.
I really had no idea until I started this cleanup.
Watch the road.
But they can't drink water?
Yeah.
This is don't drink and drive.
Never.
Something. Hey, XM Radio.
My father was murdered by a drunk driver, so I'm highly against drinking and driving. My phone number's always open. You can call me day or night. It don't matter. I will come and pick you up from anywhere. That's how my entire family is.
Yeah, you got it. Because, I mean, it's... So it was... Did you go?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were pointed at Nicole. I thought she's in charge of trash.
Yeah. Well, she's in charge of the segment for it. Yeah.
We're talking about it.
Yeah. She got the photos for me yesterday. I lagged and didn't get the photos. We've been cleaning up this particular area for over 16 years. We've had this particular 3 miles of freeway on each side of the freeway, east and westbound, and we our signs have been up for over 15 years, and we got a new sign.
Yeah, the new sign is up
for over 16 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember doing them way back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if it's 16 or 18 years
that we've been. It's more than 16.
It's more than 16 for sure. But that's the number I feel comfortable with because that's what I figured out.
I remember when we got it. I can't remember her name. The lady who was Jim McGarvey's vice president. I used to go out do it with her and the gang.
Is it Dee Dee? Wasn't Dee Dee?
No, not Dee Dee. I forget. Anyway.
Okay.
Her husband has a Bonneville motorcycle in the living room of his house. It's like 20-foot long motorcycle.
The only way he would recognize.
Of course, that's how we remember him, the motorcycle in the living room.
Somebody sent me a joke the other day, and it said, "I can't remember your name, but you drive a '68 Chevy Camaro SS 396, white, blue, tan with a houndstooth interior."
I've seen those memes with Jeeps and their missing wives.
Think about it.
I don't know what my wife was wearing, but I know that the Jeep had 33-inch tires. Yes, and
Julie Allen.
You can't help that. I mean, somebody sent it that says, "Hey, give this to your husband because it fits him to a T." Because I can never remember any names. Joel Anderson's looking good.
How many votes? He's 284 votes up today.
And I think they're supposed to be done next week.
I hope so. With a count. So just for a little... catch up. He was in a tough race with the mayor of Poway, Steve Voss, who was an Emmy Award winning country singer.
Yeah.
And they had a close election. On the day after the election, Voss was up by 1,400 votes.
Yeah.
And then as they continued counting some 30,000 votes, 2 weeks ago, Anderson was ahead by 7 votes, 290,000 votes. He's ahead by 7. Today, he's up by 284 votes.
And how many are left, to count?
I don't know how many. I can't believe they haven't finished yet. But
well, what are they doing? Taking their shoes off? Counting, one at a time? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a part of that, but I'm just grateful that Joel is ahead, and it's looking good for us.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Joel Anderson has been a friend to San Diego Off-Road Coalition for a long time.
Yeah, no matter what you see on TV.
And he has offered to help us get an off-road vehicle facility in East San Diego County.
And I'm sure he'll help us in other ways out in East
County.
Oh,
my God,
well,
of course. So we care more about that, but he's going to be a friend.
We want people that are friends of SDORC and the rest of the off-road community. That's what we're looking for.
It makes a big difference.
We're not looking for tyrants. We're not looking for control freaks. We don't want to be another Pismo Beach. We want to be open to the public so the families can go out. But you... have to be responsible as well. As Rodri always says, pack it in, pack it out.
If you see it, don't leave it.
That's right.
We have other
responsibility problems. It doesn't have to be yours. If you see somebody else's, pick it up.
Yep.
Take it in.
Audrey and I both, when we go camping in the desert, we bring a magnet on a stick and a bucket, and we pick up nails. I filled a 5 gallon bucket with nails before out there.
Well, it's because of the pallets they're burning.
People burn pallets.
Right. And I get it.
There's 1,000 flat tires in the sand.
Sure.
Ready to ruin someone's
weekend. Well, I recommend if you're going to burn a pallet, bring a magnetic.
Don't burn a pallet.
Agencies have out.
Well, yeah, I know.
There's over 90 nails in one pallet.
Well, I just said if. You're going to have
well, all the,
I
would don't, just, don't you, bring your furniture.
All the
bring
agencies
a pallet.
Have outlawed burning pallets.
Yeah. Wouldn't you just bring
anywhere?
A firewood?
the city, the county, the state, the federal.
You can go down to Albertsons and get a bundle already cured and boom.
Oh, yeah, $5 and you can have a nice little fire.
All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
As you welcome back your employees and customers, make sure you're providing them with the best clean air solutions. Hi, I'm Carlos Martinez, owner of Five Diamond Mechanical. As San Diego's leading mechanical HVAC contractor, my team of service techs, service managers, and engineers are ready to give you the Five Diamond experience with any and all of your heating, air conditioning, and service maintenance needs. Call us today at 833-353-HVAC or visit FiveDiamondInc.com.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, hoping you can join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour through the land of Israel, October 2021. Join us. Get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating countries on earth. But you'll share experiences that'll change how you read scripture, walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on and on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. Now listen, if you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me October 2021 and right now register worry-free. Peace of mind, guaranteed refunds up to May 8th if for any reason you want to cancel.
Join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher and travel on the Stand with Israel tour October 27th to November 5th, 2021. Register today at theanswersandiego.com. That's theanswersandiego.com. With all the sound bites and noise pollution out there, it can be hard to cut through the clutter to get important discussion and informative interviews on life and politics. Now, there's Famila and Friends. Every Sunday evening at 7, hosted by former congressional candidate Famila Ramos, she and her team offer discussions and interviews that you will want to hear. No topic is off the table, and Famila and Friends tell it like it is. You're invited to tune in every Sunday evening at 7 and spend 60 minutes with Famila and Friends on The Answer San Diego.
The Answer San Diego, streaming now on smart speakers and radio.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That would be SDORC Dirt Radio with Ed Stove and Audrey Mason and Nicole
Honstead.
She is our trash girl for right now. She did a phenomenal job picking up trash. Didn't you say that?
I know. Do you see the look on her face right now?
Did you say that?
I don't want to be associated with trash.
Well, hey. Well, I but am, you did. So. You did a great job.
I don't mind being trashy.
Dirt. Yeah, but
dirt
you did,
talk radio.
You
talking
good,
dirty,
talking
with
dirty with Audrey.
You did a good job. But hey, oh, by the way, what's his face? Mr. Miller?
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee for any of your mobile tire needs. You're broken down on the side of the freeway. You're stuck out at a construction site. Feel free to give him a call. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire, 619-596-2800. Hit him up and they'll come out and take care of your automotive needs.
And make sure you tell them you heard it right here on San Diego Off-Road Radio and thank them from the bottom of your heart because without them, we'd be in serious trouble. And we also have Chris
Wiley
from PRMI Mortgage up in lovely Alpine.
Yep. Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. Any of your escrow needs, you're selling your home, give Chris Wiley a call and he'll get you set up and taken care of. You need a trustworthy person to sell your home, hit up Chris Wiley.
Over 20 years he's been doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's
I heard the rates are at the rock bottom right now. So yeah. If you're thinking of refining,
well, you know what, and he'll look into it because I thought I needed to do something, and he looked at my stuff. He goes, no. He says you're totally okay where you're at. Don't bother spending the money. He says you're good. Now he didn't have to say that.
You'll get an honest appraisal from him.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He could have very easily just said,
let me go ahead and refi your house for $150,000 and let you go get that Tatum Motorsports Sand Car for Thanksgiving weekend out at the dunes.
Oh, my God. You can pull a little money out and go get a Tatum?
Yeah.
So speaking,
that's smart.
Speaking of going out, what is the plan for Thanksgiving? Where are we at with COVID? How many can go? You know, can you take a turkey or only a half a turkey?
And
you
what's
know,
open?
The,
yeah.
Maybe just the leg. What's
no
the
limit on turkey. I think you can take as much turkey as you
just
want.
Just no people.
I've cut up a turkey and barbecued it out there. Instead of 4 hours in the oven, we put on the barbecue.
Crispy creed.
So deserts are open. Ocotillo Wells is open for single family. All of the BLM land is open for single family camping, COVID camping, overnight, social distancing. So they want it single family residences. That's why I mean, COVID, unfortunately, they want single family. They don't want large groups together. So your typical group that goes out with different households, they don't want to see you in a circle. Gotcha. So that's one of the key things on that. But the deserts are open. You can head out to Glamis, head out to Ocotillo Wells, head out to Superstition. Any of our deserts are open for camping at this particular point.
Corral Canyon
is still closed. That is correct. Day use only for Corral Canyon, and you have the Bear Valley Loop and Long. Single track only. Day use for Bear Valley Loop and Long Valley Loop are the only two that's single track dirt bikes only, basically right now. And
you
that
can
is four-wheel
drive up Bear Valley Road, but nobody can go into Corral Canyon.
Yes.
The Corral Canyon area is closed for
now.
For
the time.
That is,
we're working on trying to get it open sooner than what they've projected.
Should we explain
Ed,
this doesn't mean anything on radio?
Yeah.
Moving your hands back and forth.
Just hold your finger up and say what it is.
We posted it on our Facebook page and our Instagram page.
Yes. Nicole was out yesterday, and she drove up with Bonice from Tierra del Sol, and they went and checked it out. And we posted a picture of the sign that says it is temporarily closed at this particular point, except for Long Valley Loop and Bear Valley Loop.
Right.
So
okay, well, that's good to know. So, folks, if you're planning on a Thanksgiving excursion out into the hills or the desert,
you're better off headed down to Painted Gorge, Superstition, Ocotillo Wells, Glamis, Gordon's, Buttercup, any of those. Those are all open and available
to
go out and explore.
Go to those places and camp.
Well, it depends on which location you're talking about. So Ocotillo Wells is free, open. Okay. Superstition is free, open camping. But if you're talking Imperial Sand Dunes, the Imperial Sand Dunes, you either have to get an annual pass, which is $150, or you have to get a weekly pass. 1 week is $35 for a weekly pass out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
50 if you get it at the ranger station.
Can you find this all on SDORC?
.org. Yeah, you can find it on our website. You can go to the Imperial Sand Dunes website. You can go to ASA's website. They actually sell them, so you get it a little bit of a discounted rate.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I saw annual passes are available at Acorn Casino.
Yeah, they've always had them there at the gas station. They also have them on the way out. In Boulevard at the Chevron right there in Boulevard, and Arco and Boulevard. Both of them also sell weekly and annual passes.
All right, cool. Well, see, that those are things people don't normally know, especially if you just bought a side by side or a
It's better to buy it before you get out there because they're more expensive on site than if you buy it from somebody in advance. Yeah, and it takes longer.
You don't want to cut into your fun time.
Correct. And if you tow a vehicle in, a lot of people don't know, if you're headed out to the sand dunes and you're towing in a vehicle, which is a street legal vehicle, so I tow our Jeep out there. So I only have to get one pass for our truck that is towing the Jeep out there, but I stop at the ranger station and I have to check in. They take my license plate from my Jeep and I have to get a tow behind pass so they know that I've already paid for my weekly pass and this is a secondary vehicle from mine, and because street legal vehicles, you do have to have a pass per street legal vehicle out there. So if you have a street legal vehicle out there and you towed it in, you need to remember to go to the ranger station and get your tow behind pass.
What kind of money is that?
It's free. You just have to check in with the rangers pass.
And I think it's smart that they keep track of all vehicles coming in and going out anyway.
Yes.
In the event something was to happen, they can track somebody if they're, stuck in a dune.
Only street legal. There's no way to track any of the OHVs out there.
No. But the street legal ones.
Yeah, street legals you can track.
People that don't know anything about going off road. And those are the ones.
But there's no way to track them when they're actually out in the dunes. Yeah. There's not like a little tracking thing on there.
They'll find them. Yeah. Look for the smoke or the buzzards. When the buzzard starts circling. All right, what you got, son?
The railroad. So we've talked about the railroad at the Imperial Sand Dunes. Well, there's another railroad line that runs through the desert. Yeah. It goes from Plaster City to the gypsum mine at the end of Split Mountain Road.
Yep.
Isn't that in Campo?
No, this is different. This is in the desert.
So
it's at the base of the mountain.
Gotcha.
So Split Mountain Road goes from Ocotillo Wells south to the mountain, Split Mountain Road.
Off the 78. So then, Ocotillo Wells side.
At the end of the pavement, if you turn to the right, you can go on Split Mountain. You can go like off-roading in Anza Borrego. If you turn left, you can go on the dirt road next to the railroad tracks. And those railroad tracks go over to Highway 8 to the Plaster City wallboard. They make gypsum wallboard
right
there. So it's a private railroad. And what happens is people go down the railroad tracks and they camp and they shoot towards the mountain. It's a popular shooting area, an off-road area.
It's a popular camping destination, too, to go to. Yeah. They camp at the dry lake bed that's right there, right at the end of Split Mountain Road, and they follow the train tracks.
So there's a big mountain, and it's a great backdrop for shooting guns. It's also a wilderness area, so you're not going to have people driving around that area. Accidentally shoot them. So it's a popular shooting area. Well, the manager of the railroad facility for the mine, they contacted us and they said, we're having a problem with people on the railroad tracks, like setting up stuff on the tracks, like a little card table to shoot from.
On the railroad tracks.
And they're backing their trucks up right up to their tracks and they're standing on the tracks. And people don't realize that those are active railroad tracks.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
7 days a week, people, they take the train there. That's like an active, people say, oh, they think it's abandoned out in the desert.
Wow.
But it's active, and it's difficult for these people. They own the railroad tracks. They own the land right along it.
Sure.
And they've asked us for help.
Well, of course. Yeah,
absolutely. So we're going to be helping these people.
Yeah.
So you can also bring this up. You have another show with guns?
Yeah,
with
shooting? I'll do that at the Gun Sports Radio show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Gun Owners Radio.
So it's right along. It's south of 78. Right along the railroad tracks. It's a very popular shooting area.
It's a very popular off-road area to go to. A lot of people go camping there. I have friends that specifically only go camping there. It's the end of Split Mountain Road so it's across from Ocotillo Wells. There's not really a name for it. It's if you know the desert and you know where you're going and you go off-roading and you know that it's there.
If you've ever
crossed the desert from pole line or followed pole line from Superstition all the way through to Ocotillo Wells. You know, it's like a 40-mile ride. But that back road from Superstition, it follows the railroad tracks.
Okay, so where does it go from Plaster City to where?
To basically Split Mountain Road to the gypsum mine that's on the backside.
So the gypsum mine to Plaster City.
To Plaster City.
That's the railroad.
Yeah. That's the railroad. And that runs, I mean, they have one or, you know, maybe two trains a day. Not very often, but they are pulling from the gypsum mine and taking it over to Plaster City to make drywall, you know. It's where all of our drywall comes from. It is right there in Plaster City. It is an active railroad, but if you don't know about the gypsum mine, which most people have no clue about the gypsum mine, you know, you don't know that that's an active railroad.
There's the Plaster City facility, but they don't realize that it's connected to the mine.
If you want to lose your ability to camp and shoot out there, ignore what we just said.
Yes, the dry lake bed is
come
a very...
get you.
Okay, yes. Dave, maybe this will help. Have you been to the Iron Door?
The bar,
it's a
the
bar
iron door.
On Split Mountain Road.
No, I've not.
Oh my God, you guys, you haven't lived. So, with all the stuff pinned on the walls and
dollar bills everywhere, this one's covered
I think
in
they have $2 bags of ice.
They do.
Limit of one. And they have a TV. Anyway, it's just a little bar, and it's a place. So you go past that bar, and you keep going, and
the
then
iron
you turn.
Door.
It's a small bar. And by the way, Bob Hamm told me that just for a joke, they asked Willie Nelson to come play at the Iron Door. This was years ago. And they got him to agree to play at the Iron Door. Okay, we're going to play at the Iron Door. So they had Willie Nelson coming to the Iron Door. And it's a bar. It's, I don't know.
Probably about as big as a studio.
It's a couple hundred, about three times the size of the studio. So you could fit 15 or 20 people in there. When they found out what it was, they canceled the show.
Oh, man, totally messed up.
It would have been fun.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a whole lot more of SDORC Dirt Radio. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time. Well, I'm a Lyft driver, so I'm on the road a lot. It keeps me very focused, I notice. When you're on the road, you know, you have to be aware of what's going on. It keeps me very much aware of everything. And I definitely think it helps energy-wise. It keeps me very consistent. You know, I don't find myself going like one day's good, next day's bad. It balances everything out, like it says, balances nature. It evens out everything where I don't get sick, and energy-wise, it's very much across the board. So I love it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code HEALTH.
Tired of flashover substance, done with negative news, I'm Dr. Wendy Patrick, attorney, patriot, and PhD with a passion for people. Join me Saturdays at 6 p.m. as I bring you the headlines streamlined, news you can use. Forget about news cycle lowlights. We'll bring you up to speed with the highlights of the day. Come be informed, engaged, and entertained with me, Dr. Wendy.
Don't miss Today with Dr. Wendy, Saturday nights at 6 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
As an Answer San Diego VIP Club member, you could have your mortgage or rent paid for an entire year. To enter, go to theanswersandiego.com and click on the Christmas Mortgage Miracle or tap the Answer San Diego mobile app. The Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes is sponsored by Purpose Funding. Save up to $750 per month on your mortgage. Skip up to 2 months of mortgage payments and close in as little as 21 days. Call 866-577-FUND. Imagine how much easier life would be if your mortgage or rent were paid for an entire year. Enter for your chance to win at TheAnswerSanDiego.com.
Streaming now at TheAnswerSanDiego.com and Radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Gun Owners Radio on FM 96.
Gun Owners Radio.
Did I say Gun Owners?
Yeah. Let's talk San Diego Off-Road Coalition.
Let's
Dirt
do it.
Talk Radio. How about
Dirty Talking with Audrey on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
There you go, girl. All right. So, man, I did mess up. Well, we were talking about it. It's stuck in my little fuzzy head. Which happens on occasion.
Right. This segment is brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you have a broken down on the side of the road, if you're not broken down on the side of the road, you just need to replace your tires. If you're stuck at a construction site, give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire a call, 619-596-2800, and he'll get you taken care of.
Can we say no tire too big, no tire too small?
No tire too big, no tire too small. Tractor tires, Bobcat tires, you name it, he can handle it.
Airplane tires, we don't care.
Hey, he's right next to the airport out in Santee, and more than likely, he's got that covered too.
Most likely. All right. And then we also have got PRMI Mortgage.
Yep. Chris Wiley out at PRMI Mortgage and Escrow. If you need to sell your home, mm-hmm. go ahead and give Chris Wiley a call.
Yep. PRMI Mortgage. You'll be able to find him and get some of the best deals in town. All right, so what are we going to next, kids?
So we are going to talk about, since the holidays are coming up, we wanted to give a shout-out to the San Diego Jeep Club and Tierra del Sol Off-Road Club. Right now, today, this morning, they contributed to the Toys for Tots event for the Marines, so where they gathered a bunch of toys and a bunch of money, and what they did was they met at Fiesta Island this morning, and they took a little cruise all the way up to Del Mar to drop off those toys, and this is an annual event that they do every year, and it's raised a lot of money.
Yeah,
and so we wanted
care
to
of a
say
lot of
thank you guys
out there
for doing
that's
that.
With the
yeah, taking
too.
Care of a lot of military families out there with that. So
and wouldn't it be fun if you could just go drive on Fiesta Island? I mean, on the sand. And have
you can.
You can.
They
between
were
between
the
road
sand.
And
yeah.
the water.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
open.
The road and the water, but I'm talking about the one in the middle.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
yeah. Not like the
yeah.
old days.
Yeah,
not,
yeah. Yeah.
In the old days, that's why it's Fiesta Island. People could off-road anywhere.
I know.
Three-wheelers.
Remember 24th Street?
Oh, man.
There is still time to donate to Toys for Tots. You can go to their website, toysfortots.org.
Christmas is just around the corner, so there's plenty of time to do it. And the Marines do such a phenomenal job with
that
as well.
Thank you for
it's
our
a great
military.
Cause.
Support our military. Support our troops.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. And thank you, San Diego off San Diego Jeep.
San Diego Jeep Club and Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club teamed up today and did that. Yes.
Coolios.
They reached out to us.
So what else you got?
So I think the Baja 1000 is still going.
Is it Audrey? What's going on down in Mexico?
We did have a winner for the trophy trucks. You've got a winner for the Pro Motos. I believe the Ironman as well too. So I would go to Score International live tracking right now. You can go to their Instagram page is where I think you're going to have more of a chance of seeing, but you definitely have racers still all over the course.
So it's still going?
It's still going.
And they're posting great live videos on Facebook. Live videos.
So the winner won last night?
Yes.
And people are still racing today?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long, hard race when it spreads out.
Well,
like
that would, because, you know, anybody can race it. You don't have to have, you know, 20 years of driving experience. If you've got the money, the vehicle, and the gear.
I think
it officially ends 24 hours after the winner wins.
Officially,
yes.
People will still be straggling.
Have you ever ran it? You keep going out playing on these little sissy roads. You ought to get out there and run the Baja.
You know what I've done? I've done Takati Enduro like 5 times.
Oh, come on.
That was harder. You won't believe how hard that was.
Come on, get with the program.
The race is so long. It's about 23 to 24 hours of driving.
Yeah.
Well, they have teams.
Very challenging.
Non-stop.
They do it in teams of two. So you have you and a navigator.
You have four people.
Yeah. Some people go solo.
That's the Ironman.
The Ironman
is a solo.
The Ironman is nuts.
Yeah, the Ironman's where you don't have a teammate. When you team up, usually there's 4 of you minimum. Sometimes there's 6 of you, and you take hour sections. So you drive for 8 hours. You do a 450-mile stint or 250-mile stint.
Or from this gas point to that gas point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then you rotate the drivers.
Chase vehicles running all over the place too.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of fun. I've dreamt about doing it. I've actually can say I myself have never been down and never been a part of the 500, the 250, or the 1000. But I have several friends and know several people who are committed to it. You know, never missed it. I know Swift Powder Coat out in El Cajon. They have they're dedicated. They both never miss it. They haven't missed it in years. Bobby Ullman's does a lot of the race wire for a bunch of them. And so those guys are just spectacular. If we could ever get into the racing like that, I would totally be down.
I would do it.
I would love to put Audrey behind the wheel of a real race car down there.
She drives fast. She'd do perfect for it.
It's hard to express that she would be an awesome person to sponsor.
You just
got to
see me behind the wheel.
Have you ever heard of wide open Baja experience?
I have heard of wide open racing.
Because they keep asking me to drive one of their cars.
Wide open is, they're huge. Wide open is a big, yeah.
And he keeps asking me, he says, come on down.
Could you ask him if you can send your associate and then have Audrey check it out for you?
Dave for his name.
But Audrey will talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I will talk about it on the radio. Would you talk about it on the radio?
Oh, 100%. I would bring them on with me, my crew members.
We brought a car to KUSI.
Would you get up and go to TV and talk about it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if you want to send me a reminder, I will reach out because they.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and I'll be more. And then, you know, maybe you two guys can row down together.
Talking about racing too, yesterday out at Glamis was the first time that they have had sanctioned drag races up Oldsmobile. So Packard.
Actual sanctioned rules and regulation.
Packard Performance had teamed up with.
Actual fences for safety?
Yeah,
not like
actual
the other
fence. They had
drag
it.
Drag races?
They had it totally set up. Yeah, where it was completely legitimate sanctioned. They had the spotters at the top, down at the bottom, full communications, and you could sign up. They had 4 different levels of racing going on. So. All-terrain vehicles out there.
So if people don't know, what's Oldsmobile Hill like?
Is
it a big hill or
it's
a small
big
hill?
It's a big hill.
Why is it called Oldsmobile?
Back in the day, it was...
That's what you needed to go up
That's what you needed. You couldn't reach the top of the hill unless you had an Oldsmobile.
No.
Yeah.
Kidding.
You couldn't reach the top of the hill unless you had an Oldsmobile. Well, there was not enough horsepower back in the day.
That's a nice compliment to Oldsmobile.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's been called Oldsmobile Hill for what, 50 plus years?
A long time.
That'd be a good trivia article for SNS.
Yeah.
It would.
How did all these areas
all
come
these
up with
names,
their names?
Competition Hill, Oldsmobile.
Yeah. Some of them make sense, some of them don't. Buttercup.
Yeah. So yesterday's event was called the Sand Outlaw Party Series, Hill. And it's going to become an annual official event, racing event for drag racing up Oldsmobile.
Up Oldsmobile? Really? That's an official?
Yeah. It was awesome. Official over 10 years ago, and it says after a 10-year-long absence of organized hill racing, it's the first one.
Well, that's fun. Audrey showed us a video of a side-by-side going up and breaking its axle.
Yeah, halfway up. That was actually Packard Performance, too.
And still coasted over the top?
Yeah.
They're going fast.
Packard trying to beat an Oldsmobile. Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much you can do out of the desert.
Yeah.
If you just know where to go and who to talk to. I mean,
We're headed out to Glamis this week. I got to work a regular day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But Wednesday, as soon as I get off of work, we're jumping in the truck and we're headed out. Yeah. And we'll be out there till Sunday. And one of the things that I want to do where we camp, it's about a 30-mile ride over to Gordon's Wells to go to Dooner's Diner. And so I don't know if anybody's been to Dooner's Diner or not. Hopefully they're still open because I'm totally planning for Saturday morning. We're going to head over there for a breakfast bowl and a Bloody Mary.
D-O-O-N-E-R-S?
D-U-N-E-R-S, Dooner's Diner.
Well, just Google it, and it'll tell you if it's open.
Yeah.
I will look since you're jabbering.
I haven't actually looked to see if it's open or not, but one of our...
You can look it up. That's fun.
Yeah.
To go from Wash whatever... 20-something over to there. That's a good
Wash 27
now,
over
would you
to
go
Dooner's Diner.
Across
about 30
the dunes
miles. Yep, through the dunes.
Through
yes.
the dunes?
Yes. Yep, through the dunes. Yeah, it's a fun ride to go through the dunes over there. And then we've got a buddy right now that's over at Buttercup. So he's going to go up and over to the bridge, and he's going to come across the bridge. So he's going to follow, because he's camped at Buttercup, so he's going to follow Plank Road over to the bridge and then come over the bridge, and he's going to meet us for breakfast Saturday.
Patton Valley?
Yes, we will be going through Patton Valley to get.
And then you'll follow the closure south?
Yes, and we will follow the closure south.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I figured they were open because they redid their patio. And they were closed for almost 2 years. They redid their patio. They have a really nice outdoor patio cover now. They've got a stage where they have bands and the whole nine yards. But if you ever go camp at Gordon's Wells, Buttercup, Glamis, it is an awesome ride to ride over to Gordon's Wells to Dooner's Diner. It's definitely
we should get
a destination
them to be
spot.
An advertiser.
I was just
I never
thinking
thought of
and
that.
I just made a note.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing. They're Bloody Marys.
I'd probably go there if they had 2 stars.
Yelp is 4.
Audrey's advertising
five.
For free now.
I know. I can't help it. It's one of my favorite destination
they
spots.
They accept money.
Yes. Yeah.
So how cool is that?
They sell parts if you broke down. It's one of the parts you can go.
Good deal.
They've got a whole store.
Something to think about. Well, because, you know, that's everybody should have a destination. Like on the weekend, if you're not doing anything, you should go someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Throw the family in the car.
Yeah.
And go someplace. And if you've not been to the desert, go to the desert.
Oh, it definitely.
Because right now it's going to be a good time of the year to go because the weather is not going to be super hot.
That's our season.
Pretty soon the rains will hit, and then you go out during the flowers, and that's even better. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
We still have some time?
Yeah. I don't know. You want to talk about jumping your dirt bike the other day?
Well, that's going to.
Did you fall off?
Take a few minutes. No, I'm. You know, I used to be a big jumper when I was a young man and a racer. Yeah. I used to race motocross and desert, and jumping is a part of riding.
Sure, sure.
And I would jump with anybody. I would do any jump anybody did.
Sure.
I thought I was a badass.
Yeah.
And I got a little older, and we used to camp by pole line in 78. And there's a lot of neat jumps in that area.
Oh yeah,
Like the ground just it's smooth and hard dirt.
You had a childhood flashback and decided to go jump?
No, I just want to talk about what's so interesting about jumping. In the early 90s, a guy came out there and he jumped in a different style than we'd ever seen before. We would always, like we were racers, so you go fast. You're gun it in third or fourth gear and you'd hit a jump. This guy would come up to the jump really slow in second gear. In the last 10 feet, he would pin
Hammer it.
And he would jump higher and further than we'd ever seen. And he was connecting from one little hill to another that we'd never even considered jumping. It was too steep.
Too far
away. It was just, they were far apart. And if you didn't make it, it was bad. And we're like scratching our heads, like, how is he doing this? Well, it ushered in a new way of jumping. In 1992, this was around 1991, a movie came out called Crusty Demons of Dirt, and I couldn't believe this movie.
Yeah,
like,
I loved
nothing had ever been, a movie had never been made like this. Riding had never been seen like this, where people were jumping motorcycles long distances.
Right.
And they were going, and they were doing tricks. Like, they would get off the motorcycle in the air.
Right.
I would do these big jumps, but I would never dream of getting off the motorcycle in the air and trying to get back on before you hit the ground.
Right.
And these guys are like way off. And what I loved about this movie is part of it was shot like 200 yards from where we camped, which like added credibility to us.
Because you jumped him.
I've done some of the jumps that were in the movie.
Yeah.
Which is super fun because it was such a big movie.
You ever do a double?
Oh.
Spin.
Like, oh, so I want to get to that.
Uh-huh.
So jumping became a thing. Like in itself, freestyle motocross was beginning. And there was this big race, I think it was at Paris Raceway. And this guy who was running, they had a pro class, right? So everybody tries hard, right? Well, not this one dude was not trying that hard, but every big jump, he would do a trick. And you could hear the applause as he went around the track. Yeah. He's running like 12th place, and it was Mike Metzger.
Ah.
And Mike Metzger... you know, was a professional motocrosser, and then he left motocross and he went to freestyle jump.
Yep.
And when was it? It was like in 2000, this guy named Kerry Hart did something that nobody had ever done. Nobody even thought it could be done, is he did a backflip on a motorcycle off of a jump. It was revolutionary. I remember when it was just the most amazing thing.
Yeah, hold that thought for one moment. When we come back, we'll talk a whole lot more because now, when you're talking about jumping and motocross, these people are going pretty crazy stuff.
I've kind of caught up with what the latest is, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
And they got all the cool names, you know, like the knack-knack and all those different names when you're doing
double and triple things. We'll talk about that.
Totally crazy. Right here on... San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
God bless us, everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season?
How about having your mortgage or rent paid for in 2021?
It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
The Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes is sponsored by Purpose Funding. Skip 2 months of mortgage payments and close in 21 days. And OG's Pizza in Santee, now open for dine-in, delivery, and takeout.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join David Doerr for the Retirement and Income Show every Saturday at noon on The Answer San Diego. You can call David for your free customized retirement and income kit and 115-page retirement and income book. Call 844-460-SAFE. That's 844-460-SAFE. 844-460-7233.
What happened to Carter Page should never happen to another American again. Page was a model citizen, a Naval Academy graduate, a successful businessman, and a cooperative source for U.S. intelligence services. But when Page became a supporter of Donald Trump, the FBI targeted him, spied on him, and persecuted him in a phony investigation. Now Carter Page is telling his story. In his compelling new book, Abuse and Power, Carter Page gives us the shocking details of being targeted by the Obama administration Justice Department, how he was kept under surveillance, and then finally vindicated. Abuse and Power by Carter Page is the story of a private citizen caught up in a politically motivated spying operation intended to frame him. The Democratic Party, the mainstream media, and their allies in the Justice Department and intelligence services lied and perverted justice in order to destroy a duly elected president. Abuse and Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President, is the new book by Carter Page. Available now at Amazon and wherever books are sold.
FM 96.1 North County
and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio. I'm Dave. That's Audrey. That's Ed. And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And we were talking about jumps. Ed probably was in the era when jumping first started, and it was. you know, you jumped over something. And then
when I was a kid, Evel Knievel jumped over buses. Like there's 13 buses and he jumped over.
And you know how he ended up doing that? Because he tried to be a motorcycle racer in the AMA.
He was a flat track competitor.
I know. Like, and they said, one of his people said, you know, because he crashed all the time. All the time he crashed. Because he only did one thing, that was flat out. So he crashed all the time. And somebody says, you know, you ought to start doing tricks and jumping. And he goes, instead of racing, because you're never, ever, ever going to win. So he says, okay. So that's what he started doing.
Really?
And he jumped a bike with shock travel of what, 3 inches?
And they, he had 3 or 4 inches, but they weren't very good inches.
See, I had I've seen that. You would have loved to have been. I had the opportunity to interview him.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had. Oh, what a grumpy old guy he was. But anyway, so we did an interview. It turned out he didn't want to do an interview, and he said he wanted his McDonald's cheeseburger, and he wasn't going to interview me until he got his McDonald's cheeseburger.
Oh, wow.
So he finally got his burger, and then he found out that he knew my dad, because my dad used to race for Harley, and then we became the best of friends. So one of these days, I can tell you some phenomenal stories.
I would like to hear those. You know, my neighbor built the model of the Snake River bike that he tried to jump with. He actually built that for Evel Knievel.
Wow.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're talking about jumping. So the backflip was the elusive thing. Like, who could ever do that? And a guy named Kerry Hart in the year 2000 in a freestyle competition did a backflip.
Right.
He kind of messed up the landing, but it was a sensational. He landed on the tires and he fell over.
Right.
But he didn't get hurt. He landed a backflip. It was a sensation. Nobody could believe it.
The place went crazy.
And then immediately after, they started adding variations, like one-handed backflip, no foot. A friend of mine, Dave Dominguez, won $20,000 doing a no-handed backflip with a no-handed landing in a competition.
Right.
Yeah, he's a realtor now. I should hit him up for
You should. You should.
Being a sponsor.
Absolutely.
That would be funny.
Well, and the thing, then all of a sudden it progressed to the point where, because the jumps in the beginning. Well,
let me say this. So Kerry Hart, he broke the glass ceiling of doing a backflip. That made him so famous that he is married to the singer Pink.
Do you see a correlation there?
That, like.
I don't see a correlation.
You don't see, like, he became so Pink famous from doing that. Do you know who Pink is? Maybe
I
you don't.
I know who Pink is, but it's not somebody I'd chase down the back lot.
Well, some people would.
I would. She's amazing.
She is.
I mean, it's just an amazing thing.
Let's be honest.
This jump made him so famous. Yeah. It put him from being a dirt bike dude to a famous person. Yeah. A superstar.
Yeah.
So just amazing. So a few years later, Travis Pastrana, who everybody knows about, 6-time national rally champion, and I don't know how many dozens of gold medals, and he performed a double backflip, which set the world on fire. Like, who could believe that? Then, you know what they started doing is variations.
Oh,
Superman, double backflip, whatever.
Remember the X Games back in the day that they used to have? That's what made him famous.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Was doing it on national TV on the X Games. That's
the
where
they
got big.
First X Games in San Francisco, after he won whatever, he jumped off a berm and jumped into San Diego or into San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
You know, he got fined $10,000.
Oh, yeah. The motorcycle that instantly disintegrated from all the garbage that was in the lake or the water.
And all the gasoline got out.
And it was gone.
Oh. So just a couple of years ago, this guy named Greg Duffy did a double front flip.
Yep.
A double. How could you even? Like,
how could you make a bike when you're going one direction and now you're making the bike?
They put a little thing on the end of the ramp to like hit, make them. It's weird. Like, I've endoed dirt bikes before. You go over the bars. Not intentionally. And I never want to intentionally go forward on the handlebars.
And this guy, I think your sixth sense would tell you not to.
You really shouldn't do that.
No.
And
I mean, wouldn't your sixth sense tell you, no, I'm not going to, no, I can't do this.
Well, I've endowed in the dunes coming over. Oh, yeah. Coming over and you hit a witch's eye and you go straight
you
over
on?
The handlebars and you
I'm curious,
slam
what
in
were you
on your.
On when you endowed?
Okay. So I've done it on the 400 EX. I've done it on a 250. I've done
a
it on the 3-wheeler. Yeah. Where I've even come through and actually, I was riding
250R.
I was riding from camp to the bathroom and I ran And I ran my own leg over and burnt out the back. And my husband's done the same thing, way worse than me, but he was actually riding
at
the time.
It'll pull you right off that.
Oh, it does. So fast. Thank God I was wearing my riding boots and had on my full gear.
Never put your foot down on an ATV or a three.
Yeah, you got to wear full
gear. Three or four wheeler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hit a little bump and didn't realize what I was doing. Yeah.
Well, you know, talking about jumps, are you done with your jump? Because a lot of people don't realize the hearts of the world, they jumped, and if they made it, they made it. If they didn't, it was painful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Pastrana said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So they built these humongous boxes and filled them with foam.
Those foam blocks that he would jump into.
It took all the fear out of it because if you worked, it worked. If it didn't, it didn't. And you practiced that enough time.
Yeah. Tell you where you have.
But
like,
I think Pastrana came up with the foam.
Yeah.
I think Metzger both had early foam.
But that makes perfectly good. I mean, that would give me the confidence to try it.
Yeah.
He ain't going to give me the confidence to try it on hard packed dirt.
I don't know.
I've been down on dirt. And that stuff, I don't care how it looks, is not soft.
No.
Yeah, this guy Josh Sheenan did a triple backflip not too long ago on a motorcycle, and you cannot believe how high he went.
I know
that.
Yeah,
I mean it was like 100 feet high.
You've seen that contest in the one we were talking about that's on TV. What do you call it? We were just talking about
X Games,
where they have to send the bike straight up, like jumping over a pole vault.
The high jump. Ricky Carmichael did well in that.
Dude, yeah. I mean, what are we talking? How many feet were we talking?
So did Twitch.
Pardon?
20-something.
Yeah. And then come down?
Yeah.
I get it going up.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to coming down.
They land hard.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, that's when you're young.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't break. You bend.
Yeah.
You know, like when I walk around with my old riding buddies, like nobody's walking right.
No, they're all hobbling. No, you all hobble.
There's always a little something.
That's a sign of a good rider. Yeah. If they're not walking, they're hobbling.
So as we're wrapping up the last bit of our hour, we've got some upcoming things coming up. Not really our events, but just some events. If you've, after Thanksgiving, we do have the first one is the Mojave Off-Road Enthusiasts Transaxial Engineering Challenge in Barstow. That's coming up December 4th and the 5th. Yeah, we just finished up the 1000s going on right now. Next month, you've got the Snore 250 Challenge. You've also got District 38's Christmas Classic coming up. And then the beginning of January is the Dakar. They moved the Dakar. The Dakar has been in Peru. The Dakar has been in Peru for 4 or 5 years now, and they're moving this year. They're not in Peru, so I'm kind of really bummed.
Oh, where are they going?
They're in Saudi Arabia this year, so it's going to be bigger, more money's out there. Mm. I know that. I know a couple of big names have been buying up motorsports cars out here left and right for the Dakar.
A little history on that. It used to go from Paris, France to Dakar, Africa.
Right.
Yep.
And it was a stage race, and they would go through Europe and they'd cross over and they'd go across Africa. Well, at some point, Al-Qaeda was threatening to shoot up the rally, and they moved it to South America. Mm. And for a number of years, they had successful rallies in South America, and they have wonderful terrain.
South America is
a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, Saudi Arabia wanted it, and there's economic benefits and there's all kind of interesting
tourism.
Yeah, so they moved it. I think they had it there last year.
No, it was in Peru last year. It's in Peru last year.
All right, kids.
I know because Jose Rabaza is our ASAP trading guy. And all right.
He's your guy.
Give me the website if they want to come listen.
San Diego Off-Road Coalition, SDORC.org. Become a member, $25. SDORC Dirt Radio. And we'd love to have you.
Thanks to Wayne Miller and Mr. Wiley at PRMI Mortgages. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org.
That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.